Welcome to the Moms in Real Estate Podcast, where you will hear all things real estate, mom life, marriage, dating, kids, and all the wild things life throws our way. I'm Jamie Cameron.
I'm Sarah Greco.
And I'm Sonia Biconti.
Join us on this crazy adventure every Monday. It's like someone that you soak on fire, always burning with desire, can't extinguish it. Topic?
Yay!
We are jumping in. Just Jump is the title of this podcast.
Ooh, yes!
Ooh,
yes,
just jump. I love it.
And our word for the day is risk.
Yay!
And our quote that's associated for today's podcast is, better an oops than a what if.
Ooh, yes. I love that.
No regrets.
Cool? I love oops.
I'd rather have an oops. I think you learn the most from an oops.
Absolutely.
I think that's where the most growth happens.
If there are no oopses, it's the opposite. Like, you never get
you just
that
day.
You just stay. You're in like this.
Who wants
void.
Who wants to stay comfortable?
No,
I never.
No, and I think so many people out there feel stuck, mm-hmm. but they don't know how to get to the next step, and they're too afraid because of the what ifs.
Are you afraid of change, Sarah?
Am I afraid?
Yeah.
I think that in the past I have been,
okay.
right? And I think that there's a lot of security around what you already know, what you're comfortable with, right?
Yeah.
You know, looking out for other people, like, we all have partners and kids, and mm-hmm. so we're thinking about that, right? Like, I don't want to lose my house. I don't want to
exactly.
lose this. I don't want to lose
yeah.
that.
That's huge.
Right? I want to make sure that my kids are taken care of. And so when you leave something that you're so used to, comfortable with, know where the money's coming,
yeah.
how do you say, I'm jumping into this whole new world, right?
Yeah.
So I think change can be scary. Yeah.
How about you, Sonia? Where are you on fear versus with change?
I love change. I thrive on change. Mm-hmm. I'm the opposite. Because if you put my survival instincts come in,
mm-hmm.
and I am like, this is it. I am an all or nothing, not all or nothing. I would say I'm not all or nothing, but if I do something, I do it with 100% of me.
Yeah. Well,
like,
and
I also
think too, you said you're an activator.
Yeah.
So like, that makes sense to me that you just kind of like, you go into it. You're like,
yep.
I made up my mind. This is what I'm doing. And I think that goes back to our first podcast.
Yes.
you signed her up.
Yeah. Sorry. You're doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Like, whether you want it or not, you're doing it.
Yeah.
Which I think you need to have that like in you.
But you also need to have somebody who can pull you from jumping off
mm-hmm.
the cliff
yeah.
without
yeah.
making sure you put your parachute on.
Right.
Jamie puts my parachute on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I love change. I think because I had to do it so many times.
Yeah.
You know, my
yeah.
husband, we moved 9 times. We have gone to different
you
cities.
You moved 9 times?
That's just with my
just
husband.
Just with our husband.
I didn't know you moved that many times.
I have moved 29 times
oh
since
my
I was 18.
God. Mm-hmm.
But with my husband, 9. And we, whole cities, whole coasts from, and not knowing a soul. Whole
oh
town. So, new place. New house, no friends, no family.
Starting over
completely. Now that's change.
Okay, so I need to know the 9. Tell me the 9 places.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Well, not different. Sometimes it's the same state, but we moved places. Like when we lived in New Jersey, we lived in 2 different places in
mm-hmm.
New Jersey. When we lived in California, we lived in 2 different places in California. We lived in 2 different places in Virginia.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it's just, we just moved for his job. You know, and so.
Massachusetts, California.
I can imagine that military families feel that.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You have to be able, there's this in something in you that you have to adapt, right?
Yeah.
You have no choice. And I think sometimes for you, it's been in you your whole life,
mm-hmm.
really.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just know how to do that. But I can imagine if things were always the same
mm-hmm.
and then you had to make a huge, huge change in your
right.
life, how that could be
right.
terrifying or paralyzing. Or afraid to make that move or to jump.
Right.
To make the big jump.
Right, absolutely. I mean, I think about, so I knew I wanted to get out of my old town. A lot of people go back to their hometowns, right? And there's
yeah.
nothing wrong with that. I think
yeah.
there's something about that. But I knew that I wanted something different. And I've gone across the seas before. I've lived in Australia.
Oh, my goodness.
I did a study abroad there for 6
that's
months.
That's awesome.
I knew,
so
it's fun. It is.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. I've always had it in me. But there's always been this piece of, like, security too. Like, my father's a commercial lender, so he's like instilled in us the importance of saving and making
yeah.
sure that you have a nest egg in case something ever happened, right?
Yeah.
My mother had taught for many, many years in the same kind of position. So I think that they both had very long, steady jobs, and I looked at that going, well, that's what people just do. They
yeah.
have a job and they stick with that and then they retire. But, you know, it's interesting when you take a look at yourself and you realize like that maybe not is not fulfilling for me, maybe not what I need, right? And I think you're right, like when I've been so used to not doing as much change as you guys both have, so it's hard. Harder.
It's always been your norm of kind of being consistent and, and sticking with that. I have had this my whole life.
And I don't think I know much about your roller coaster.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not something that you want to have. I don't think you want roller coasters in your life like I've had.
Well, not as a child.
Yeah.
I think that's where it gets challenging.
Yeah.
When you're a child, you so desperately want stability.
Yeah.
And when you aren't given that, for whatever reason that may be, I think there's a certain thing that is imprinted in you, right?
Yeah.
So you learn maybe some really good qualities from maybe that, and maybe you take away some things that aren't great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I've just, you grow. But yes, with change and risk, I've always been a risk taker because for me, there was no other option, and I always had to just like not survive. I always thrived. So there is no other option, I feel like. So risk is failure, and risk, I feel like, go hand in hand. And I love failing. I think the beauty is in failing.
It's so true.
It is.
I love failing.
Because it pushes you further, right? Like if somebody, like I look at it like, okay, so I fail at something or something, you know, is an obstacle in the way. I look at like, well, how can I, where can I go from here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pivot. And change.
Pivot. She loves pivot. And audible.
Pivot.
We're pulling in audible, or we got to pivot.
I'm like, pivot, audible, let's go.
You do.
Let's move. Let's
She's like, we're doing an audible, and this is me. Okay, cool. I'm all for it. Okay,
great. And I think that's why it works. And for me, like, I had a really stable childhood. Very, like, just what you would want, right? But I have so much gratitude in my life. Yeah. Have you ever heard the story of the golf balls? I know we've discussed
it. No, but let's do it.
Okay, it's about the professor.
Oh, what is the look for?
Oh, no, sorry. I'm trying to think of the story. My brain is thinking.
Your look was like, oh, God, she's said this story a million
times.
No, I have, because it's one of my favorite things.
But for me, I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot it.
Well, it's about a professor who shows up.
Okay, yeah.
Shows up in front of the class, right? And he reaches underneath the table and puts a jar on the table. And he fills it all up with golf balls.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And he says, class, is my jar full? And the class goes, yeah, it is. And then he reaches under the table and he pours in pebbles. And fills up all the open spaces. And the professor goes, is this jar full? And the class goes, yes, it is. He reaches under, he gets sand out. He pours the sand in the jar and he goes, hey class, is this full? And he said, yes. And then he reaches under, grabs a beer, cracks it open, the beer, pours the beer in it, and the beer fills in all the space, and then it's full. He goes, class, is this full? And they were like, yeah, but we don't understand what's going on. And he said, your golf balls are your people. Mm-hmm. It's the things that matter most to you. And if everything else was to go away, you would still be full if your golf balls were still there. And it's really to like, and for me, I always think about that every morning, the level of gratitude. So I have no issues jumping, taking the risk, because I water and feed my golf balls every day.
Yeah.
And if it was all to fall away, if it was all to go away and explode and never have it again, I have my golf balls and I'm fine because I feel full with that.
Yeah.
And I think that makes it sometimes easier to take risks.
Yeah. Yeah.
To jump.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true. And I think too, like, you know, I think if when we're happy, right? Like when our kids see us happy, then doing what we love to do, it then allows them to realize too that, oh, like I can do that. I can. It's okay to change. It's okay to not feel like you know, what they tell you at 18, figure it out. Decide what you're going to do.
Yeah,
that doesn't have to be the way.
No. Your 20s are supposed to be.
Oh, my God.
Like, go, do, mess up, make those mistakes then. Like, that is your time.
Absolutely.
To figure it out.
You don't want to be messing up at 40.
No.
I mean, it's okay.
If you do, it's fine. But it's
fine.
But you want to have that money then. To
Exactly.
What do they say? The youth is wasted on the young.
Yeah, right? Seriously. Oh, man, imagine having all the money and looking good. And
having your body.
Like, seriously.
I mean, what do you think about, too? I'm like, all these people are like, save, and then retire. You're 65,
and
70
you're
years old. And you're like, now what?
No.
Like, can't go enjoy it?
No.
So that's what I thought about when I was like, it's time to make
it's
change.
Time.
And I think we all should tell our stories because I think it's important. And yeah. I think we kind of did a couple snippets. But, okay. I have the ship story.
If you I want to hear it. We don't know this story.
So the how this all started. There's a band that I love called For King and Country. And one of my favorite songs is called Burn the Ships. I've got goosebumps. And I listened to that song like over and over and over again. And I was like, okay, well, there's definitely an allusion here to history. I don't know what it is, but I need to find out the story. So I Googled Burn the Ships and I found this story and I was just like, oh my God. As soon as I read it, I realized I was still teaching at the time, but I was getting my real estate license. And I was like, this is going to be me. But this is when I was really scared to make a change. Okay,
and so here's the story.
Am I gonna cry?
No, you will not cry. You're gonna be mortified. You're gonna be mortified. This story is like ridiculously crazy.
She's like, you're not gonna cry. You're gonna go like,
I'm such a crier. I cry very easily.
But it makes a lot of sense when you hear it.
Okay, let's hear it. I'm ready.
Okay, so here's the story. According to the legend, Spanish conquistador Hernan Cortes issued a rather interesting order to his men as they began their conquest of the Aztec Empire in 1519. The order was simple: burn the boats. He wanted his men to realize that they had no opportunity to retreat, so they had to give this fight everything they had. Failure was no longer an option, and winning this battle just became that much more important. He was about to send his armies against a powerful foe whose men outnumbered his own. He loaded his soldiers into boats, sailed to the enemy's country, unloaded the soldiers and equipment, then gave the order to burn the ships that had carried them. Addressing his men before the first battle, he said, "You see, the boats are going up in smoke. That means we cannot leave these shores alive unless we win. We now have no choice. We win or we perish." They won. Every person who wins in any undertaking must be willing to burn his ships and cut all sources of retreat. Only by doing so can one be sure of maintaining that state of mind, knowing as a burning desire to win, essential to success. As Hill points out, when we are faced with a risk, we should eliminate any obstacles that might hold us back from giving our full effort. If in the back of our minds we know that we have an escape plan, if a new venture fails, are we really going to shoot for success with as much effort as if we knew that this was our last and only hope?
That is the key. You have to get rid of your safety net. You have to get rid of your safety net. I had to.
So hard.
I had to make that decision.
Yeah. It's so hard. And I think do you mind if I share my story?
No, we want to.
So I've been teaching, because I don't know if I had mentioned this before, but I've been teaching for 14 years. Mm-hmm. It's what I went to school for. I had 2 master's degrees. I thought, this is what I'm going to be doing. And I don't remember exactly what point it was. I think it was when I started having children that, you realize your time is precious. You don't really have as much as you think, because now, when identity changes too, you're like, who am I? Like, I'm now a mom, I'm a wife, I'm, a teacher, this, that, and the other. But is this really truly who I am too? Like, outside of all this, what are my passions? What are the things that I love to do? And when I started to pursue staging and I felt that joy and that passion every single time I was doing it, and then I would go back to work and all I'd be doing is thinking about that in the back of my mind. But how do you quit? Can't do that. Yeah. That's not lucrative. Like, I can't do that. So it would just be like, oh, that's a nice dream, and just keep moving on. And I think it hit a point when I was pregnant with Owen and we were teaching remotely. It was COVID year. Mm-hmm. Of course, everybody's COVID year. And it was just, it really hit with me. I was just like, I just can't. I don't think I can do another year. Yeah. I will do it if I need to, but I don't think I can. And it was a really long conversation, a lot of tears with my husband about, I'm not happy, but what do we do? And he's like, you need to get your real estate license. And I was like, oh, but I don't know a lot about that world. And he's like, but you love staging, you love people's homes, you would be so good at this, like, you just need to do it. So he gave me the push. And then I started doing the classes online, doing it while I was kind of simultaneously teaching. I could do it in my own time. When I got my license, I was like the happiest I had been. I was like, this is the right thing. But I still had a year of maternity. So I took a year of maternity leave.
Okay. Oh, smart. Yep.
So there's my net. There's my safety net.
Yeah.
And Mike looked at me and he was like, you have to understand that if this year doesn't work, we're probably going to need you to go back to teaching. We can't do it with one income. I was like, I get it. But that was the fire that I needed to do it, to be like, this is how I do it. And I did that year. That was my first year.
Yep.
And then I had to tell my job I'm not coming back.
Was that scary?
It was the scariest moment of my life. Because
did you sit down and tell them in person?
So it was still like that weird COVID, hybrid, not everybody was going back in the building. I ended up Zooming with my principal, but I wanted, I had to make sure I gave them enough time respectfully because I respected my principal, I respected the staff, I respected my superintendent. It was hard to say bye.
It was my life.
It was good.
So I had to tell them. Yeah, and I was shaking. And I'm very red. And I was just like, and I think he kind of understood. I mean, I was very upfront about getting my license. Listen, I'm doing this during my maternity leave. Yep. I'm not sure where this is going to go. I didn't even know. I'm like, is this truly what I'm going to love? Because you don't know until you start going out there and see what it's like, if you're going to love it or not. And so I think he kind of knew. And I have one of my good friends worked there. And I think she kind of was like, they would be like, hey, so what's going on with Sarah? How are things going? And she was like, I think she really likes it. So
it wasn't a
surprise, but it was, I wanted to make sure I gave him enough time. But it was also like, oh my God, the pit in my stomach, like, okay, this is, I don't have a safety net anymore. But I'm also really excited and really happy. And I feel like I'm doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
You know, and when you feel that in your gut, then you know you're going to do it.
You have to jump. I was kind of forced in the same situation. I was teaching. And Jamie and I, we had a Zoom call with a very successful real estate agent. And Jamie's friend knew her and put us in contact. And she looked at me and said, you're going to have to make a choice. So I was teaching full time. I had my makeup business. And she's like, and now you're starting real estate with a partner. So she's like, you're going to have to make a choice. And after that call, we went downstairs and I actually cried. I cried to her. Cause I was like, I can't give those things up.
Yeah,
like,
it's hard.
It's emotional.
It is.
But also, I'm a single mom. I have my own condo. I own it with my kids. And those safety nets, that is scary. But as soon as I really thought about it, she was right. She was right.
Yeah.
I had to. So I went home and Jamie's like, don't do anything rash. Like, it is what it is. We'll figure it out. I went home. I made the decision. I sent the email. And I said, I'm giving my notice. It was April. I said, I'm giving my notice. June will be my last day of teaching.
Yeah.
And didn't look back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's like, I'm sure, did it feel right? Like, this is, right?
Yes.
I mean.
Yeah. But I had to make that decision. You have to jump. You have to take that risk in order to achieve the success. Because we wouldn't have been able to be successful. And also, it would have been bad because Jamie would have been putting all her work in and me not. Like, that's not fair.
And that's really hard as a team. And, like, anybody you talk to who talks about, can you do it as a part-time agent?
No, it's not a thing.
I don't think it's really fair to anybody to do that.
Oh, it's tough.
Because there are, as we know, there are phone calls that are happening all the time. Things that are moving so quickly that if you're at a job and you can't answer your phone, that's really doing a detriment to your buyers or your sellers.
Exactly.
My big jump moment, take a risk, actually is the opposite. It wasn't so much for, I don't think this going here was felt like that for me because I felt, I had before this, I was a stay-at-home mom for 6 years.
Yeah.
So I knew this would just be an addition to my household.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt safe and exciting. My big jump was when I left a job for 10 years I was there. I worked for a builder. I had a company car. I had 9 weeks paid vacation.
Ooh.
I was single.
Was this down in Virginia?
Yeah, down in North Virginia. I worked for a builder. I was making great money, and I went and up and fell in love with someone 3 hours away.
Up and went and fell in love.
I did, and we did the long distance thing for a year.
You did?
We did.
Wow. Oh my God, relationship podcast. That's right.
We did it for a year, and we did. It was great, but I knew he was my forever, and something had to give, so I had to walk away from my dream job.
Yeah.
And it was amazing, my job, but this I knew was more, and I gave it all up and moved 3.5 hours away to be with him and started all over again.
And that was the first
of many moves in my future of starting all over again.
So her risk was the opposite.
Yeah.
And it was giving it all up for love.
Yes, which is like such a great topic too in itself. That
and I made the best decision.
Yeah,
she really did.
You know, it was the right call.
Yeah.
It was what I needed to do. And
it was scary. I bet.
Oh, well, you give up everything.
That's what I mean. You walked away from money, stability.
I walked away from, I was making $20 million in sales a year, girl. That's a lot of commission.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
she was good.
But he was worth it.
And that's it. I think there's enough experience and our intuition to tell us when it's time and for the right reasons.
You have to listen to your inner voice, right?
You absolutely do. And that's
another one. I think when you're the most scared to jump is when you need to jump.
Yeah. But when you're like, I know there's something on the other side. I know I'm going to have to work for it, but it's there and it's exciting. And yeah. I think like when you think about athletes, right, like professional athletes, where there's a little bit of fear and excitement. Yeah. If you let that fear override, then forget it. You're done. Yeah. But if you let that excitement and that you build that energy into it, you're like unstoppable.
1,000%.
Right? And yeah. I feel like that's it here.
1,000%.
And you know, and this is the thing, we're all capable women. So guess what? What if it doesn't work? You know what you do? Just try again.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just keep going.
Right.
Get something else. I'll be fine.
Right. And when you think, too, like, you know, there's such a large percentage of agents who don't make it.
Yeah.
And you know, that can scare people, right? So
yeah,
you're like, oh, I don't want to jump in because of that, or I'm not going to make it. And, like, you've got this mindset that can really deter you.
Well, when something's commission-based, that's scary. It's not a guarantee.
It is.
Not a salary.
And when people
it's not a salary.
Salary. Yeah. And people will see things, the, you know, oh, I'm like, I might not see the outcome right away that I'm expecting.
Yeah.
Do you just give up? I mean,
No.
Because that you're never going to see what's ahead of you. They see people give up one day too soon, right?
Right.
That miracle happens.
Have you ever seen
day.
The guy who's digging, the miner? He's digging and he's trying to get the treasure.
Yes.
And he's been digging and digging. I mean, he is done. He is done. And literally, he puts his back against the wall to quit. If he would have hit it one more time, he would have got the treasure.
Well, that's goosebumps.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
it's like right before, and it's usually at your lowest point.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's your lowest where you're like, I can't do this anymore. Any entrepreneur, any business owner, anyone who is in the trenches and they are relying on themselves or they have a staff of employees and they will tell you, it is when they are about to quit and give up.
Yeah.
It's right. That's right before
right.
You're about to
exactly.
Like blow up, or that one last reel you did would have just gotten you
exactly,
you know, those followers that you needed for your business or whatever it is. And that's why you can't give up.
And I also think too that sometimes, and I get goosebumps, you guys, every single time, right? That just because we don't see it doesn't mean it's not happening behind the scenes, right?
Exactly.
Just because you didn't post, just because you didn't get 100 likes on something,
exactly.
Doesn't mean someone didn't see it. You know how many times I'm out in public and I'm like talking to a friend and they're like, oh my God, I loved that picture that you just posted on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know you saw it. Because they didn't comment.
Exactly.
Like, oh,
they're watching.
That's it. And it's like, so I think so many people are just like, well, I didn't see it, so forget it. You know, and they throw their hands up. And that's not the case at all.
No.
And I think taking risks also too, like it's funny because I taught for so long, and I don't think you're like this, but you can tell me. I don't like public speaking. I do it because I think it's important. And I shouldn't say I don't like it. I like it, but I get nervous.
Yeah, I don't really get nervous.
Because I was just going to say, like, I can do it in front of kids, no problem. But in front of adults, I have a very hard time.
Like your peer group, right?
Yeah. Like standing up in front of a crowd, going to networking events by myself.
Do you know what the key to that is? Don't get embarrassed. Like when I pee my pants. Don't get embarrassed. You own it. If you make a mistake or you fumble in your work, they're going to laugh.
Right.
Because they're not laughing at you. They're laughing with you. Make it fun.
Exactly.
And don't be afraid to mess up and fail. That's the beauty. And so when you're doing your public speaking, just be like, listen, I'm going to own this.
Yeah.
I'm going to rock it.
My inner Sonya.
Sonya's behind. So I always have Jamie in my ear because she's the best with relationship advice.
Yeah.
So just have a Sonya in your ear when it comes to public speaking.
I'd be like, Sonya, shut up. And everyone's like, who?
She's so crazy.
This girl, she's whack, man. Then they're going to really think you're crazy.
Do you get nervous on CMAs? Or do you feel comfortable on CMAs?
Oh, like listing appointments?
Yes.
You know, at first I do, if I'm meeting somebody brand new.
And you don't know them.
Before.
Yeah.
It takes me about 10 minutes and then I'm comfortable.
You're okay.
And I'm
okay.
It's just because I never know how people are going to be. Like I've helped people from in their 20s all the way up to, you know, their 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
And so you just don't know.
Everybody's
dynamic is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are educated. They've done their research and other people are brand
they have
new.
No
have
idea.
No idea.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you both feel about that?
Oh, I love CMA.
So
like,
do
I. I go in. We usually bring a gift.
Yeah, that's so nice.
We bring a gift with us.
Cookies,
a
wine,
bottle of wine, depending, muffins. Yeah, I mean, and I maybe it's easier because it's the two of us.
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
know we have, we kind of like.
You oh, you all go, all, you both go to this appointment.
We do.
Center.
Always.
We
always.
Again, you're a team.
So we volley. Yeah. So it's like a tennis match. And
so
they're
like,
standing in the middle.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
like, we know my strengths. We know her strengths.
Yes.
And we kind of, and all it is a look. And we know, hey, pick up the conversation.
Correct.
Yeah.
She'll just
yeah.
look at me.
It's time.
But like, I'm the numbers girl. I like the numbers.
Yeah.
I can like foresee things steps ahead. Jamie is the. Like
the heartstrings.
The heartstrings.
Like, yeah.
Whereas I'm
yeah.
more like, these are the facts.
Yeah.
And usually, like the guys, I tend to gravitate towards
mm-hmm.
the men because they're more factual. They're more like numbers. Whereas the women, their heartstrings
we're
are.
Placing furniture together. We're like, I'm like, oh my God, can you, you know, look at your.
And this is.
Have to walk in.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes.
Look at your purse.
Yes.
We
the emotional
yes.
piece to it.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And I am emotional too. And like, I love houses and I
yeah.
never thought I would own my own home. I remember when I bought my first home at 28 or something, I was in tears, like tears of like that whole week. I never thought I would own.
Yeah, yeah,
never.
Yeah.
My mom never did. She always rented. She was. So
for
I
that's a huge step.
I was
that's
the first
huge.
One to get a bachelor's in my family. I was the first one like to own.
So
oh, like,
amazing.
So it for me buying a house means so much.
Absolutely.
So I get it. So but I know that is Jamie's strength.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She
yeah.
it does not matter. I could be the happy go lucky emotional one, but that's her strength. I let her shine in that,
mm-hmm.
whereas I am more practical in numbers
mm-hmm.
and say, okay, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
But we know each other's strengths.
Yes. And I think that's important. And
it's good cop, bad cop.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I mean, they're both good
we're
cops.
Both good
I mean,
cops.
I mean, we're just trying
different
to do best
cops.
By our client,
exactly.
Right?
So
I think that's true. I mean,
yeah.
you definitely don't want to be, like, repeating the same thing
no.
or stepping on each other's toes. So I think it's good when you have that balance,
mm-hmm.
right? And that makes a good team.
But we also talk about it before we go into an appointment.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, what part? So, like, I'll take the notes walking through
yeah.
where she, you know, so that way you know. So I think it's just all about communication.
It is
yeah.
huge.
And that's,
yeah.
that's it.
And it's getting easier each one.
Yeah.
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 I think because it's like a
now
muscle memory
yeah, muscle
situation.
Memory. Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think it's good. And I think like taking risks too. I had to take a risk to say to you, to bring up to both of you, what do you think?
I know.
Right?
That was a huge
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. You just don't know. And like, but what do you have to lose? If
and
you
because
don't
we're
try,
jumpers, we said yes.
she's like, Sarah brought up a podcast thing. I go, okay, when are we starting?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
We've got microphones.
Like,
we're
all literally, she's like, when are we starting? I'm like, now.
Like,
well,
cool,
let's
do it.
Why are we waiting?
It.
And that's it. It's like, I feel like sometimes, like, there's perfectionism in me, like, well, are we ready yet? Do we have everything? No,
yeah.
well, why don't you just try it?
Try
just
it.
Start
and then
it.
We figure it out.
We figure it out.
We figure it out all always.
You know what? Our 100th podcast is going to be so much better than our first, and it's because
yeah.
we'll get a rhythm.
Right.
It's going to be fantastic.
Right.
My third husband will be better than my first.
I just finished reading this.
Oh, you no.
Shout out to you, Mike.
The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Have you guys
oh,
read that
the Seven
one?
Husbands, no.
Well, that could be Sonia.
Okay.
I'll just use
hey.
That.
I think they're coming out with a series.
Are they?
Of the
yes.
Seven Husbands?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, listen. If I ever get married, I will say this right now. If I ever get married for the third time, it's for life.
Yeah.
He's stuck with me.
Well,
it's because,
well, you know.
He better be.
I hope so.
Because I don't need to get married.
No.
That's the thing. But anyway, so what are we talking about next week?
Next week, you guys, the title of the episode is Something's Got to Give.
Ooh.
The word is balance.
Ooh, yes.
And the quote is, in between goals is a thing called life that has to be lived and enjoyed.
Ooh. And as moms, this is going to be a huge one.
This is a big
balance.
One for
this
moms.
This is a big
right?
one for
balance,
moms.
Right?
Balance.
We
awesome.
All, I think it's something at all times we always struggle with a little bit as moms, right?
Mm-hmm. I think this is a big question for any mom who's thinking about going into real estate,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Because how do they do it? I feel like that's the
yep.
number one question I hear
yep.
is how do you do it?
How do you balance
yes.
it all?
Yes.
Awesome. So one, two, three. Moms in real estate!
If you enjoyed listening to us, we would be so grateful if you could subscribe, review, and share our podcast with others. And we have an email address that you can reach out with any questions, feedback, or topics that you'd like to hear us on our podcast. And that email is momsandrealestatepodcast.com. So that's all one word, momsandrealestatepodcast.com. And we have an Instagram, momsandrealestate, that we will be posting lots of pictures and different topics that we've discussed on our podcast. So please join, follow us. We'd be so appreciative of that. And tune in next week. All right, bye friends.
Fire always burning with desire, can't extinguish it.